Hey, ECHL fans, you can find every podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Step into the action with ECHL Iceable, your front row seat to all things ECHL. Experience the thrill of the game through player interviews and insider updates on the league. Hello, everyone. My name is Amanda Arrowsmith.
And I'm Joe Babick. We are ECHL Iceable hosts.
We'll be dropping a new episode every week throughout the season on Thursdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. You can expect to hear from players, coaches, and staff within the league.
And it's good to be back here on the podcast. We'll be joined by Brady Florent from the Norfolk Admirals here shortly. We took the last 2 weeks off for the holidays, but not much rest around the league. It's been very exciting. We've had just a bit of everything. South Carolina scoring 11 goals in a game. Tahoe's Jesper Vikman scoring a goalie goal on Sunday. So a lot of action around the league over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, it's been quite busy. Although we've been silent here, we've been busy working behind the scenes, lots of games during the holiday season, but excited to be back for the new year.
Yep, and a lot of stuff coming ahead, obviously not this weekend, but next weekend, Hockey Heritage in Kalamazoo with the ECHL Hall of Fame induction ceremony. But hard to believe the season is just about half over. It's almost the midway point, and a lot of good playoff races shaping up around the league, so it should be an exciting second half of the season.
Yeah, super excited. Well, let's go ahead. We'll go ahead and bring on Brady.
All right, Brady, we thank you for taking some time to join us on today's episode. You guys and the Admirals coming off perhaps your most impressive win of the season, 9-3 against Wheeling on Saturday. So how big was that win for you guys to kind of set the stage here as we get ready for the second half of the season with a big win against the top team in the league?
Yeah, I think it was definitely a big win. They're ahead of the top of our standings as well in the North, and we wanted to see how we matched up against them. And I think it was just a fun weekend all around seeing their top of the league. And yeah, we came out and got that win. It was a good start for us. I think 6-0 the first period, and we came out hard. And yeah, I thought it was just a good weekend overall, and it's good to see that if that's the team, we're probably going to see them. Hopefully we see them playoffs and make it there and all that. So it was a good weekend. It was just a fun weekend at home, and it's cool to see to do that at the team at the top too.
So following this weekend, you're currently leading the league in points scored, and this has, you know, been one of your best seasons so far in professional hockey. So has there been anything that has led you to be one of the most instrumental players for the Admirals, or anything that's changed from last season to this season?
Not too much. I think we just got a good core in Norfolk. A lot of guys that came back from last year. I think we had a great year last year, and I think we're just building on it. And when you're winning and team success leads to individual success, I think. And I think just playing well and playing with confidence right now. And Coach Jeff Carr has always let me play with confidence and play my game. And I think when you have that leeway to make some plays and some scoring opportunities, I think it sometimes they'll go in. So I think just having confidence as a player. And I think when a coach has confidence in you to make those plays is when you do your best. So I'm just kind of playing hockey, enjoying life and having fun with it, and just enjoying coming to the rink every day.
You came back to the team right around this time last year, so you've been there for just about a year, a little over. How's your experience been there with the team, especially coming off last year where the team had a great run and made the playoffs for the first time in over 10 years?
Yeah, it's been great. We've got a great group of guys. And the last year, we made a good run to get into playoffs, and we won a series and fell a little short. But I think it was even a no-brainer to come back because we have a lot of guys from last year come back. And just a great group of guys in the room, a good atmosphere. I think Jeff Carr's done a great job kind of turning things around in Norfolk and getting the right pieces in the building. So, it's a blast here. We get to live right on the beach, have a great time here. So it's been awesome.
Yeah, as you said, it's a great city, a great setup there in Norfolk in the area. So how's it like raising your young son in that area, and especially, with a city that's entrenched in hockey for going back over 30 years now with the ECHL and the AHL?
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, like I said, it's a great city, great area. Like I said, my son was born here last year and then in February, so letting him grow up here, and it's been a great city, and they've been nothing but great to us here, and he loves just being in this area, and we love it here. So it's been nothing but awesome here.
Did you think, after playing four games with the Admirals in 2019 and 2020 when that season got cut due to COVID, that you would, have this full circle moment where you're now with the Admirals for long term?
Honestly, no, not really. I think that was more my younger years, and I was just kind of trying to play where I could and get all that. And I think a big reason why I was here, honestly, is because of Jeff Carr. I had played with him beforehand, and he wanted me to come back and play for him. And I had loved the area. I loved it when I was there for the 2 weeks when before COVID hit. And I just think it was didn't have it on my mind then, but a whole just whirlwind. And funny how you can end up in the same spot even though you don't kind of know you're going to be back. But it's been great. And yeah, I just think it was a cool little world 360 to come back here.
Yeah, so as you touched on quite a few times already, we know Jeff Carr is a really big part of your hockey career. So, how was that experience being with him for almost, 6+ years now with the Ice Bears and now the Admirals? Was he able to really help you within the career?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's always gotten the best out of me in my career, and I played with him off and on. I think he said 6 years now, and we've just always had a great relationship, and he's let me play my game, which more offensive. And as a coach, it's always good. You know what you're getting out of your coach, and as a coach for your player, what you're getting out of your players. I think he knows what he's going to get out of me every night, and I know what I'm going to get as him as a head coach. So I've had nothing but great things to say about Jeff, and it's been awesome playing for him for honestly a lot of my career.
In addition to your time here in Norfolk, you've been with a handful of other ECHL teams here over the years, some long term, some short term. But how has that path been to kind of mold your career, playing for different coaches, enjoying different cities, and moving around a good bit?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I think when you're a little younger, it's to do as a little bit more. And I've met some great teammates, a lot of great coaches along the way, and see different cities along the way. Now that I'm a little older, and I like that I'm stay put and know where I'm going to be, raising a family and everything. But it's been nothing but great. And, it was cool seeing those cities in the beginning and everything. But now I'm glad to call Norfolk home.
So, leading up to your professional career, how did you get started with hockey in general, and then how was your time in juniors in college?
I'm the youngest of three, two older brothers, so youngest of three, and it was just kind of born in the family. Two older brothers that played college hockey as well, all the way through. So I was always in the family. I was always the youngest. So they played at University of New England as well. So we all played juniors and everything in Maine. So that I didn't leave home until actually my first pro contract in Atlanta. So I actually played juniors in my hometown, and then I played college in my hometown as well at UNE. So it was just a kind of a homebody, and enjoyed being home and family. So it was cool to actually once I started to sign in ECHL and kind of see those different cities. I think it was different, a little different for me. You'll hear some guys move away at 16 to go play juniors elsewhere, and I kind of never really had that. I was home, home, home. So it was kind of cool to see those different cities, and even on the road now to a bunch of different places I've never been. Kind of makes it cool, my cool hockey career. So yeah, it's cool to kind of get it going now.
Over the last several years, we've seen a good number of Division III players come into the ECHL and make an impact and have a long career. So I guess a two-part question. One, when you were playing at UNE, did you ever envision yourself having a lengthy pro career like this? And then the second part, is it kind of a nice feather in your cap now to show players who are at that D3 level that they can still come in and make an impact at the pro level?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's great for all D3 players to kind of show that just because you're playing D3 and it might have a bad look saying, oh, you played Division III, but you don't know what guys are going through and why they're playing D3 and everything as well. And there's a lot of great players in D3 hockey. And I think there's a lot of players in ECHL that are D3 now, and kind of just to, hopefully keep this going and put up numbers to prove that even if you do play Division III, you can still have a lengthy pro career. And when I was at UNE, my goal was to hopefully play pro after and play until I was 30 was my goal. And I turned 30 this year. So I mean, I've hit my goal so far, and yeah, it's just cool to have, be in the first, and I'm the first guy from UNE to play pro. So it was kind of cool to put that on the hat and to keep going and put different schools out there and show to guys that do, if you do go the D3 route, that you can still play pro hockey and, go, you know, have a career out of it.
Awesome. We're going to move into some questions from fans now. We had quite a few submissions, so we narrowed it down a bit. But what is the best part about being an Admiral?
Oh man, there's a lot. You get treated great. Playing from the scope every night is unbelievable. We got great fans. I just think overall it's a great atmosphere. You know what you're going to get every day coming into the rink. And when you have a great group of guys and great fans and great support system behind you, those are all really the best things you want as a hockey player, knowing every day when you come to the rink.
What are some of the best experiences you've had off the ice in Norfolk and the Hampton Roads area?
I would say number one would probably have to be my son being born here last year. That was obviously an easy number one here. He got was born in Virginia Beach. Obviously you can't top that. When you get to just walk down to the beach every day, just for a nice stroll is nice too. Just honestly all around the area. I mean, downtown Norfolk's awesome. You get to see the ships down there. You get to see all the pilots going by. It's honestly, it's just all around cool in the entire area, no matter where you go.
Do you have a pregame ritual?
Yeah, I have a little bit. I try and always stick to the same stuff, nothing over the top, but I always put like my left stuff on, like my left skate, all that. But my pregame ritual, I would have to say I always have a pregame Celsius, which is, it's kind of known in the locker room that I love my Celsius. So I say that's my number one most pregame ritual.
Other than the scope, is there a favorite arena for you to play in? I guess maybe in Portland since it's home. Yeah. Is there somewhere else you like to play when you're on the road?
Yeah, I got a few actually. We played in Savannah a little while ago. I thought that rink was a lot of fun. That was cool there. Toledo last year was a lot of fun. But you kind of hit on the head. I think number one, being on the road, probably have to be in Maine. When I get a lot of family and friends in Portland every time we play there. So it's always tough to not, you know, to beat playing in front of family and friends. So that's always my favorite trip and favorite rink to play at. I grew up playing at that rink from youth all the way up. So to be able to play pro there now is something pretty special for me.
Is there more pressure for you to play there? Or you just kind of put it out of your mind and it's just another game for you?
Maybe a little pressure, but I kind of like it. I like knowing like if family are going to be there and everything, it makes me know I have to play better and want to play better. So I think just a little good pressure.
As we said, you're leading the league in scoring. The fan wanted to know your odds on a 100-point season. Is that something you've thought about, or is there a number you're kind of targeting here as we reach the midpoint?
No number really target or anything. Kind of not really thinking about it, honestly. Just kind of coming to the rink every day and playing and, you know, if keep playing well and see where the number ends up, it ends up. So, yeah, I haven't really thought too. I don't really want to think too much into it. I just kind of want to keep taking it day by day and see how it goes.
Who on your team do you think you play the best with?
Who? I've, since a day one, I've gotten into Norfolk. Me, Timo, and Dennis Smirnoff, we have been pretty much aligned for most of it. So those guys have pretty much been my two guys I play with all the time. So, I mean, I'd probably have to say those two. Brandon Osmundson has been on my line recently too. I love playing with him. They're all great guys to play with. That's pretty much been my line though. So I probably got to say those two since coach has never really split us up too much. If lines are clicking, you normally keep the same. So I've been with those guys for most of it here. So I would probably have to go with them.
Totally. What does your future look like in terms of hockey? Would you want to go to AHL, NHL, or are you sticking here with Norfolk?
Yeah, I think obviously you want to get to the highest level you can and see if you can make it there. I don't want to use the word content, but I mean, I'm happy here in Norfolk and in the ECHL. But obviously, if you can move up, I think for sure it would be the goal to go. I just kind of take it day by day and see what would ever happen with it. But yeah, I would like to obviously go to AHL and see where it goes. You see plenty of stories now, guys that play in the ECHL end up in the NHL now. It's great to see. I mean, gives hope for guys that have been grinding in the ECHL for years that to never give up, and it could happen. So yeah, it's definitely not saying back of the mind, but it's definitely a goal of mine for sure.
A couple of years ago, you were in Adirondack. You guys had a great run at the end of the season. You scored the game-winning goal late in the final game of the regular season to put you guys in the playoffs. So, the
Yeah.
question from the fan was just your memories of that season and scoring that goal with the crowd going wild to send you guys to the playoffs.
Yeah, that was a special run for sure. That was a cool time in my life. We were, I think they were dead last when I got there, and we made a nice run at the end of the year and snuck in the last day, and we had to beat Worcester. They had to beat us in regulation, and they pulled their goalie to, and I, yeah, scored empty net winner to get us the playoffs. And it was that rink was, it was crazy that day. And it was something I'll never forget for sure. Like how loud the rink was and how excited everybody was. And that town loves their hockey, and it was first time playoffs for a little while. And yeah, that was a special moment for sure.
How would you say that you juggle family life and being on the road a decent amount?
Yeah, it definitely can be tough for sure. You want to be as at home as much as possible with my fiance and baby. When you play half games on a road, half at home, you gotta enjoy your home time for sure. But she's a rock and does great with him when I am on the road. So yeah, dove a little juggling, but I think when you can get help from family and friends around, you take as much as you can, especially when I'm on the road. And yeah, you just kind of got to embrace it. And yeah, I just enjoy home games are the best because I like playing in front of him and getting to, get to see him in the crowd all the time. So yeah.
That's awesome. One last question. It's super random. I don't know if you drink coffee. Maybe the fan knows if you do, but someone asked for your favorite coffee order.
Oh, I'm nor I
Or
normally
just
go with the
Celsius.
yeah no no I'm normally I'll go with the iced coffee or cold brew is normally my go-to. Normally it's like either Starbucks or Dunkin' or wherever is a cold brew. It's a little almond milk is normally my go-to coffee order.
Love it. Caffeine is caffeine.
Yeah.
Well, Brady, again, we thank you for the time. Congratulations on a great start to the season. We wish you nothing but the luck. Best of luck here as you get into the second half of the season.
Awesome. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks once again to Brady for joining us. Some great stories there from his career thus far. And as we said, he's having a great year leading the league in scoring entering this week. So thanks to him for joining us. And we thank everyone out there for listening as well. We will see you all next week on the next episode of our Ice Level podcast. Make sure you like, subscribe, and rate our podcast. Follow us on social media. We are at ECHL Hockey on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, and at ECHL on X. Thanks, everyone.